Hello, and welcome to the Loop Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Elise Stieferman, Director of Marketing at Coegi. Let's get started.
All right, so today we're talking about empowering employees, and I've got President Sean Cotton with us today, as well as Vice President of Account Strategy, Shauna Raines. So to kick it off, I would love to just hear what you all, what comes to mind when you think of an empowered employee? What does that look like for you? So Shauna, do you want to start off?
Sure. To me, an empowered employee is someone who feels comfortable, you know, sharing their perspective, you know, feels comfortable contributing and being an active member of the department or agency or account team. You know, it's someone that feels confident and supported in, you know, their role with the agency and their role in the department, and just in general, you know, feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And you, Sean, when you think of empowered employees, what comes to mind?
You know, exactly what Shauna says certainly comes to mind. I would add to that an employee that feels comfortable being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're confident in their role and they can interact with their peers and with their managers in a way that they can ask for help when needed, or they can let them know when they're struggling with something rather than feeling like they have to hide it and do things behind the scenes. They feel empowered enough to tap into the resources around them.
Mm-hmm. I know that at Coegi, one of our core tenets is surrounding the idea of giving employees a voice. And so I think a lot of companies have that vision, but don't necessarily enforce it or bring it to life. So how do you, Sean, help make that a reality at Coegi?
Well, I think it starts with the first day for all of our new employees and all the employees that have joined us over the years when I talk about the Coegi Way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all familiar with the Coegi Way. It's on our website, I think, as well. And I ask every employee, you know, it's usually their first or second day, hold me accountable to these principles that make up the Coegi Way. Mm-hmm. And that means that if you see or you feel like they're not being implemented in our company in a way, or at least we're not putting forth the best effort to implement them, please let me know. You can let me know personally, let your manager know, your VP know. I hold all of my VPs the same standard. Hold me accountable to it. You know, have your people hold you accountable to that. And so I think by establishing that in the very beginning, it gives that license to employees to use their voice because we expect it of them. Now, when they use that voice, it's very important that as leaders, we don't try to quiet it or we don't discourage them. You know, they build up the courage or the initiative to say something, then if you shut that down, well, they probably won't do it again. So it's important to listen, to take that feedback, process it, and acknowledge it so that it becomes a habit.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I expect that it's usually easier for employees to have that vulnerability and use that voice in one-on-one meetings when they've built that trust and relationship mm-hmm. with their managers. But oftentimes for wanting to see that voice be heard is through brainstorming sessions or just department updates. So Shauna, can you talk to me a little bit about, you know, how do you bring introverts out of their shell and make them feel empowered to share great ideas? Or in group settings, how do you make the brainstorm effective and sharing different personality types that may come to light, but also making it a place where it's a safe zone to share ideas?
Yeah. You know, I think there are meetings where there are people that are very comfortable, right, and can, whether intended or not, to dominate a conversation. So, you know, I think those are opportunities, you know, whoever's leading it or just members of the team to say, you know, so-and-so, don't you have, experience in this, you know, what do you think, or is there anything additional, you know, that you would want to contribute or to share in this? So you're opening the opportunity. If they say, no, you know, that's it, then okay, that's fine. Don't push it. But, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it just kind of puts that spotlight or gives them the opportunity to speak when otherwise they might be a little bit more reserved. You know, I've also, things as we're having conversations, you know, whether it's in a department meeting or it's a brainstorm, And, you know, those are opportunities where it's like, you know what, you should reach out to the marketing innovation team. Then, you know, I bet that'd be a great thought leadership piece, or, you know, this would benefit the agency. We should do, you know, a lunch and learn. Mm-hmm. And sometimes giving them the opportunity to prepare ahead of time gives them that chance to use their voice to share their experience, but in a way that they're comfortable with. You know, not everybody wants to kind of wing it, you know, as they go, or be, you know, put the spotlight on them without anticipating it. So, you know, really just trying to find areas where I know that they feel confident in their experience, mm-hmm. and then elevating them in those moments.
Right. And so when we're thinking about putting those guidelines in place, or those programs in place, where people are given a platform to prepare to share those ideas, instead of having those kind of one-off, you know, what do you think? And then be like, I'm on the spot. I want to think about it before I speak. What are some programs that can be put in place in organizations to help facilitate that idea sharing, or create avenues to bring innovation to the table and things like that?
Well, I think one awesome program, Elise, is one that your department has spearheaded, and that's the Content Incentives Program. Mm-hmm. So where we really encourage, you know, individuals to share their viewpoints, their areas of expertise, and to assemble the ideas, and then your department can take it and maybe tweak it and send it back a draft. And then we feature those employees in our blog or in our social medias, or even in industry trade articles. We feature our people as the byline for those articles. I think that's been great for our company. Mm-hmm. To empower our, you know, our employees to feel, you know, like they're being featured as experts, which they are, and the company supports that.
The written opportunity, you know, whether it, you know, it's a POV or a white paper, you know, in the same context, I think is beneficial. A lot of people are more comfortable being, you know, behind pen and paper than they are on camera, right? So, you know, having that opportunity to get creative with, you know, an infographic or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think also just going outside the box, right? So like we were talking about a little bit about our lunch and learns, and they are not always industry or topic specific. Sometimes they're just, you know, it's, you know, common interest or lifestyle, right? You know, one of my favorites was when the team did the one on the British, you know, of the royal family, or, you know, gardening or whatever it may be.
How do you make
three or four cocktails to learn? But it's practice of putting a presentation together, right? There is a flow of the content. It's practicing having, you know, giving direction. It's practicing taking questions on the fly that you're not expected, right? Mm-hmm. That's a great starting point to give somebody, you know, to put them out there and to get used to, you know, empower them, right? To get out there and to use their voice in a way that they're comfortable with. And then the next one's not so scary.
Yeah. I would say, you know, thinking to Kwagi specifically, those who are client facing, even in those relationships, it's easy to become very much task oriented. I must get X, Y, and Z done. And that it feels like there's no time left in the day to have kind of the quiet focus time to really be creative and think of new ideas, think of ways that they can, you know, personally grow, but also help the organization grow. So how do you get employees to take that step back and allow for that time for creative thinking that can then hopefully be shared cross-departmentally into the organization at large?
Well, I think it starts with simply telling them that it's okay, mm-hmm. as I've done with you, I think, numerous times over the years. Yep. You know, I want you to spend a certain amount of your time thinking and innovating. But I also think it can be formalized through things such as, we call them growth trackers or mm-hmm. employee development guides, in which there's a check-in of an employee with their manager, their supervisor, VP, whoever it may be, and just talking about where is it that you want to be in your career over the next year, over the next 2 years, and then helping that individual to appreciate, we want to help you get there. And in order to do that, you do need to spend this amount of time developing this skill or maybe this thought process, and that they need to dedicate that time to developing that so that they continue to grow and advance.
Also, I think teaching it's okay to say, I need some time. Let me think on that, right? And I think that's a good relatable skill or transferable skill. You go back to account management and client service, and you're in a client meeting and a client asks you something, and, you know, I think the service provider in us, you know, wants to instantly give an answer or say, yep, we can do that, right? Leading by example and showing that it's okay to say, that's a great question. I want to take it back to the team, think on it a little bit, and make sure that, you know, I've got the right, you know, direction on this, and then I'll get back to you, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to do that, not only client-facing, but internally, or, you know, your conversations with your supervisor. You know, Sean asked me something. I'm like, I have no idea. Let me think about that. I'll get back to you on it. I think it makes it okay, you know, mm-hmm. for people to say, okay, it's okay for me to say I don't have all the answers, but it's also okay for me to take the time and get them.
Right. And, you know, sometimes I feel like those answers are found by just speaking with other employees who've had that experience or have a point of view on that. And so where I've seen a lot of people's voices really being lifted up are things like focus groups or cross-departmental trainings. So how would you advise others who are in that source of leadership to create an avenue of shared resources or shared collaboration that occurs amidst different people in different departments or in different seniorities throughout the organization?
I think... So for its pros and its cons, Google Chat has really been, I think, a useful tool in respectfully, right? But being able to kind of monitor different conversations, right, that are going on either with your department or on in a certain account. And it's a good way to say, hey, I've got a question, you know, does anybody have time over, you know, the next day or so to help with this, right? So you're reaching out to your network, right, and seeing how others are doing the same. I think that's a great way to go about it. I think just, you know, we're a very collaborative organization, and, you know, I think even from the start of initial interviews and whatnot, that comes through, right, with our training even, you know, 2-week process of meeting with different individuals in different departments and about different topics. You know, you have at least a baseline level of comfort and, you know, recognition of someone, right? So you're not cold calling on somebody you've never spoken to. More likely than not, you've had an interaction, right? So I think that helps. Sometimes I'll just flat out say, you know what, you should reach out to so-and-so with this, right? Mm-hmm. There may be others that are just as qualified, but this is somebody I think that they actually need to spend some time talking to for various reasons. And right. So, you know, those are times where, you know, I'll put it upon myself just to say, I think you need to go reach out to this person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think when you get into the larger groups, you know, and the focus groups that you mentioned, you know, some personalities, you know, they're ready to say everything they have to say, whereas other ones are a little bit more hesitant. They just want to listen, and they only want to say something if they're absolutely sure that it's right. So I think, you know, setting the tone early, especially when there's multiple departments, of, you know, this is a safe space, so to speak. We're here to get ideas on the table. Mm-hmm. So every idea is a good idea. Every thought's a good thought. And, you know, and that's the purpose of this meeting. That's the entire purpose. The purpose isn't to be right. The purpose is to get all of the ideas on the table. And, you know, I'm the most, I would say, guilty. It was guilty in a good way, I guess, is I'm always throwing ideas out. And most of you have learned, like, well, here goes Sean again. We'll just let him get it out of his system, you know, and then eventually we'll come back around, you know, and we'll settle on something. But it hopefully, I think it does, it sparks thinking, mm-hmm. you know, because if that initial thing that I say wasn't, you know, wasn't dead on, it's going to spark thinking on, okay, but what may be the solution or what part of that may be right. So mm-hmm. just setting the tone in those focus groups and those brainstorming sessions of making everybody feel comfortable to share mm-hmm. ideas.
Well, thank you so much for the great conversation today.
Thanks, Elise.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Kwegi is an industry-leading performance marketing agency based in the Midwest. We've learned a lot since our founding in 2014 and started the Loop Marketing Podcast to share some of our hot takes on marketing trends we're following, best practices we've discovered, and actionable tips for improving your digital strategy. We'll see you next time.